doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
It stinks when it happens. You do something. It could be big. It could be small. And nobody gives you the accolades you deserve. Not a high five. Mm. Not a thank you. Nothing.
Yeah, sometimes it just hurts your feelings, right? Like you said, you know, a little acknowledgement goes a long way. And in my house, I took on something very daunting over this past week here. We changed internet providers.
Oh, no.
Sounds terrifying, right?
Yes.
That's because it is. Mm-hmm. Because we have, you know, Alexa devices and Ring cameras and, you know, all that different stuff, too. I changed the internet provider, new routers, new modems. I hooked up every single device before my wife even got home. And then what did she say as soon as she turns on the television? This TV operator is stupid.
Oh.
Immediately, because it looks different.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
All right, Raven, you know what? You worked really hard on that, and I know it's hard to change everything over. Let's give you some credit.
Thank you.
Just want to celebrate another day of living.
I mean, the cameras work. Everything is working.
Unfortunately, it's stupid, Raven. And there's nothing we can do about it.
I mean, do you really need a DVR anymore?
Yes.
Do you need that?
Sean, did you do anything over the weekend that nobody gave you credit for?
You know what? I did. I was feeling the holiday spirit still. And, like, I do this every once in a while where, like, you know, there's a lot of panhandlers where I live. So I'll go to a McDonald's or a Burger King and buy, like, 20 burgers and just kind of go around giving them out. I gave out, like, 14 burgers on Saturday. And not one single person I gave it to said thank you. It was just, oh, cool, great, awesome.
What did you want a hug?
No, thank you very much for taking time out of your day and money out of your wallet to give me food. Something would have been nice.
Okay, well, you did it out of the goodness of your heart,
yes,
which is what it really counts. But we'll give you some extra credit.
Thank you.
Tricky thing when you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart.
Yeah.
You're supposed to just kind of take that in stride.
I mean, was it
I would have maybe
goodness?
Not said that aloud.
Right. Like, was it out of the goodness of your heart, or were you looking for some external validation, Sean?
I'm
my therapist would say you were looking for external validation.
I'm looking for some brownie points. Yeah. I've been a great guy.
Sean's like,
my way up, you know,
I posted pictures of myself all over the internet doing this. And I got 4 likes. That was it.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, I wanted some validation from my son for all of this work I put into these Legos. I put in work on these Legos, and we got the Mario Lego set.
Oh.
So, you know, I also got him the Luigi one to go along with it, and they all connect, and you sync it with the app, and we're supposed to put it together, but he's 4, so you don't put Legos together with a 4-year-old.
Right.
You sit next to the 4-year-old while you put the Legos together, and then he plays with them, and the whole time he's like a taskmaster. Dad! Dad! You make Yoshi yet, Dad? Where are you? Yeah. I'm like, buddy, I'm moving as fast as I can. It's hard, man. It, you know what? No one said thank you.
Let's give you some credit.
Can't touch this.
And just a Yoshi alone is like 20 pieces by itself. It's one character, 20 pieces.
I give Lego people a lot of credit because when somebody gifts my child, my 5-year-old, a Lego set, I immediately am like, no!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not like before where you would just, you know, open up your box of Legos and just build something and it was all rectangular or square.
No.
Now it's specialized, right? So you get a million little pieces. You miss one page, one instruction, you got big problems.
I have never once completed a Lego set in my life. Never, ever once.
And that's great.
I wait like 4 or 5 days till she forgets about it, and I immediately donate it to Goodwill or wherever.
That's right.
I'm like, this is gone.
Half
built out of our house.
All right, your turn. What did you not get credit for? You'll get it here. 1-800-330-9999.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Did you do something over the holiday week and nobody gave you any credit for it? Doesn't matter if it's big, doesn't matter if it's small. You still deserve some credit. High five, something, right? 1-800-330-9999. Jason, what did you do that nobody gave you any credit for?
So we had the whole family over, and I put together the charcuterie board that was amazing. Like, I cut everything, all the cheese, all the meats, all the everything, and I even, like, put it out in a nice display. And I walk in, the thing is demolished. It's all gone. Not one person said thank you to me at all. It's just typical.
It's amazing.
No respect.
Jason was cutting salami for hours. His hands, even there, smell like provolone. And you know what? He even got some fancy grapes to put on there. Nobody was like, who made the charcuterie board? It's beautiful. They just shoved it in their mouth.
Nothing would make me angrier than I walk up and all the wasabi cheese is already gone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a problem
right
around here. I'd be like, party's over.
Yeah.
Everybody out.
But nobody said thank you for that wasabi cheese. How did it get there? Nope.
You get your credit here, buddy.
Rebecca, how about you? What did you do over the holiday that nobody gave you credit for?
So my mother-in-law, who, whatever, wanted me to not only host everybody and cook and do everything, but wanted to make sure everyone stayed at my house. So I had people in my house in and out for the entire duration of the holiday, and everyone just left. Like, the place looked like a bomb went off, and I've spent days cleaning, and I will never do it ever again. No thank yous, no respect. I'll never do it again.
Well, we're going to give you credit now.
Thank you. I need it.
Don't let those people back in your house.
No.
They're not welcome back.
She was scrubbing those baseboards for days. She was like, you know what? They're going to look at these baseboards. Let me get on my hands and knees and scrub them. And her mother-in-law was like, you know what? I invited six more people you don't know. Yep.
I love visitors. I mean, really, that's not the problem for me. But, you know, here's the thing that I don't like. You spend days cleaning everything up before they get there, and then as soon as they leave, you got to clean again.
All over again.
Leave me alone.
Yes. Exactly. Diana, what did you do over the holiday break that you didn't get credit for?
Cooking all the desserts, literally. I made like five of them, and nothing. Like, no thank you, no nothing.
Oh, you know what? When you got to be the baker of the family, it's a big task. It's a big one, because you can't screw it up, because people are looking forward to dessert. Here's your credit. I can be your hero,
baby. Was there any cream pies?
I made a cheesecake. That was like the big thing.
Yeah, cheesecake. Because
that thing is freaking hard.
It is hard.
They're not easy.
They're not easy at all. And who wants a cream pie?
Oh, I want cream pie. I want a banana cream pie or a chocolate cream pie every time.
Really?
100%. It's required by my father-in-law, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm with you. I much rather would have the cheesecake over the cream pie.
It's Christmas or the holidays. You need both.
Okay.
Wake up.
All right.